630 Chad, this morning podcast with Stacey Brotzel and Daryl McIntyre.
We're talking about a new forum for newcomers to Edmonton. 30% of inquiries to Business Links are people who are new to Canada. So they have a lot of questions about how to navigate the system, how things work in our country compared to theirs. You know, they may have run successful businesses from their country of origin, but they're just, you know, Canadians are different consumers, and things are obviously different. So they have a lot of questions, and now there's a forum being held soon here in Edmonton on March 2nd. It's already sold out, so if you're listening, you think, oh, that's great. Yep. It's sold out, but obviously the need is there, and BusinessLink probably going to put on a new one very soon.
And I'm sure there'll be more down the road, absolutely. BusinessLink is basically, it's government-funded, it's not-for-profit, and they help out through jobs, economy, and innovation departments, through the Economic Development Canada, basically just helping business get rolling. And certainly in this area, there'd be some other challenges. Abdallah Mohammed is a manager of immigrant entrepreneur services at BusinessLink, a newcomer to Canada overall himself, and helping to guide others. Abdallah is joining us on the line this morning. Good day, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Stacey and Daryl. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you
on your channel.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Abdallah, can you just tell us your story?
Yeah, for sure. I moved to Edmonton last year with my family, so it was a really exciting journey for us. It's a new chapter in our life. We're really excited about the opportunity of being here and, you know, moving to a new city. Very vibrant. Edmonton is very vibrant, multicultural for sure. I have two kids, a two-year-old and a four-year-old. Moved with my wife and kids. So it was an exciting, phase for us. We're, there are obviously mixed emotions when you come, you know, your anticipation of new opportunities, but as well, you know, the uncertainties of that naturally come, you know, when you're moving to you're making a significant change or settling down with in a new place with a family. But over and all, it's a great experience. We're embracing it with an open mind. It's fascinating how there are also, you know, so many different cultural differences and perspectives as well in this great city.
So how do you help newcomer entrepreneurs? What special suggestions, advice, help do they do? Not one is like all the other ones. So how do you help?
So, you know, at BusinessLink, we're business advisors. We're general business advisors. We help small businesses in general. We acknowledge, though, that, you know, with newcomer entrepreneurs, they face additional barriers. So we do help with, you know, events that are tailored to them, like the event we're hosting now on the 2nd of March. And it's going to be at the Edmonton Expo Center from 9 to 2. So we have these services that are tailored to newcomers. We also have resources that are multi-language and multilingual. But in general, all our services are catered to helping you, to helping small businesses in general, like start up and succeed through advisory services. We have also webinars that are very educational. So they help as well newcomers with, they equip them with the knowledge as well and know-how of how to start a business and also how to find resources, which is really important. You know, when you're coming in to a new country, I think just navigating through the process and through the system, as you said in your intro, is very important. So we do offer that through our online resources. And we have a great team. You know, we have an experienced team of business strategists who've been there, done that. And they basically walk them through these steps and help them navigate through the system and process and how to start their businesses and succeed.
Mm-hmm. I guess they come from different parts of the world where business may be done differently, where there might be some, you know, you can cut a little corner here. Here in Canada, we have a process. There's some red tape, a lot of bureaucracy. That must be a bit of a culture shock.
I think so. And one thing that we do as well offer is just that kind of, you know, step-by-step guide on how to start a business. So regardless of what kind of business you're starting, the steps are almost, they're all similar in a way. So it's one of the resources that we offer and one of the advices that we offer when we engage newcomers. And as long as, you know, you have that kind of process laid out for them, and just and they're also eager to learn as well. So they come with the ambition to start the business, and they want to learn more about the process and how to get things done, as you said, in a proper way. So yeah, so this is something that we offer them as well.
Okay, this forum is sold out. Are you planning another one down the road? And when can people start looking for that if they want to jump in and try and get in on it early?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the plan is there. We're obviously planning more. We're so excited that it's sold out, and we're very excited that we're going to be connecting with newcomers and also with, you know, giving them that lending hand. But in general, we offer one-on-one advisory services. Okay. So through businesslink.ca, when you access our website, there's an option to just have a chance to speak with one of our business strategists. If you don't have to wait for the next event, you can always just tap into Business Link services now, and we'll be more than happy to service them.
Perfect. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
That was great. Thanks. Abdullah Mohammed is the manager of Immigrant Entrepreneur Services at Business Link. And you know what? I just figured that Alberta was the best place in Canada to do business, so mm-hmm. I Googled what's the best place in Canada to do business. Ontario and Quebec.
According to who?
Well, I think research shows that they're the best businesses just because they're so close to the States and there's lots of hubs and they're not landlocked like us. So that's where it's pretty much the hub of, you know, the financial, commercial, industrial, tech industries are. But Alberta has Canada's, in terms of corporate tax, the lowest income, corporate income tax in Canada and one of the lowest in North America as well. So that's obviously an issue that would bring people here for sure. And there's, of course, no provincial sales tax, no payroll tax, no healthcare premiums, those sort of things.
And it's getting busier. You can hear, I can't find specific stats right now to indicate, but you can feel that there's some buzz going on here, business-wise, economically, and that kind of thing. And we'll see whether or not it holds up down the road.
Yeah. Well, Canada's Stats Canada says the labor force in a survey, they said Edmonton's working age population, so that's 15 to 64, grew mm-hmm. faster than any other major Canadian city over the last year. So yeah. That's people coming from other provinces. That's people coming from other countries as well. So that'll be
good. That's a good indicator.
Yeah, a lot of people work in here. We have a very young population here in Alberta, and it makes it advantageous for business owners to open up a business.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.